Zog the Gemara Daf Ches Omid Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Gufo, Omer Rabbi Yom Barab, Omer Rav, Movui, Shenifratz, Bimlu Yel Chotzer. If you have a Movui that's totally breached, open to a Chotzer, there's no walls left from the Movui going into the Chotzer. Vinifratz a Chotzer Kenegdoi, and the Chotzer itself is open to Rishus Rabbim, right across it. So the din is, this was Rav's Memra, Rabbi Yomi B'Shem Rav, Chotzer, Muteres, and Movui is also. The Chotzer itself is Muter, why? Because the fact that you have pirtzes that are less than 10, that don't shtar me, that's not considered a pirtza. Since the Chotzer that's opening into the Movui behind it has walls of the Chotzer that are sticking out, because the Chotzer is wider than the Movui. The Movui is parts b'miluyoi, totally. It's totally breached. But the Chotzer has the walls of the Chotzer before it turns into the alleyway of the Mavui. So those walls, it doesn't make it a Pirtza because it's less than Eser and there's walls left over from the Chotzer. So that's called a Pesach. Klapi the Chotzer, it's a Pesach. So the B'nai Mavui don't Eser on the B'nai Chotzer to carry. The Chotzer is Rishus Yochid. It has an opening to Rishus Rabim, less than 10. It has an opening to a Mavui, less than 10. You don't have to have an Erev. Even without an Erev to the B'nai Mavui, in the Chotzer you can carry. However, the Movui is also. The Movui klape them, the Chotzer asses them. Because since there was no air between the Chotzer and the Movui, and the Movui is povut b'miluyoy to the Chotzer, it's totally breached, open to the Chotzer, without any walls that are there. Something that's povut b'miluyoy, it's irrelevant that it's less than 10. Even if it's less than 10 amos. The reason why it's also is because the B'nai Chotzer ass on the Movui, because I'm povut b'miluyoy, I'm totally breached into this makam osaloy. So Mela, the B'nai Chotzer, ask the B'nai Mavui, and the B'nai Mavui don't ask the B'nai Chotzer, because the B'nai Mavui can't leave. So they can't ask the B'nai Chotzer. Chotzer Muteres, and Mavui is also. The fact that the Chotzer is open to Rishus Rabbim doesn't stare me either. That's a Pesach to Rishus Rabbim. That doesn't stare me.
Frag the Gemara, Omalei, Rabbe Ba'ul, Rabbi Ba'abaya, Rabbi, Loi Mishnah Seine, who is Hizu? This din is in Ferish Mishnah. That you're telling me that the Chotzer is Muteres and the Mavui is Osir, we know in Ferish Mishnah state. Later on, Daf Tzadi Beis. Chotzer Ktana Shenifratz L'Gedoyla. If you have two Chatzeres, one is wider than the other. So the smaller one does not have any walls sticking out. It's totally Nifratz to the Gedoyla. And the Gedoyla has parts of the walls of the Gedoyla that are sticking out on the right and the left before it turns into the Ktana. So the Chotzer Gedoyla that's next to the Ktana, so Chotzer Ktana Shenifratz L'Gedoyla, so the halacha is Gedoyla Muteres. Gedoyla is Muta to carry from the utensils that you have in the bayis to the Chotzer. Even if you're not Ma'arev, you're Ma'arev amongst one another. You need an Erev Chatzeres from the different Chatzeres, from a different Batim into this Chotzer. But you don't need to be Ma'arev with the Chotzer Ktana, so Gedoyla is Muteres. And the fact that it's open to the Ktana, that's looked upon like a Pesach. The Tana cannot take anything out into the Chotzer Ktana because the Chotzer B'nai Gdoyla ass on them. It's Poritz B'miluya L'makam Ha'osar. Without an Erev, it's not going to be able to carry in the Chotzer Ktana either. So we see clearly this din. Why is it any different that you have a Chotzer and a Movui or a Chotzer Ktana and Chotzer Gdoyla? Zog the Gemara, Omalei. There's a difference. Ima Ha'osam, Hava Mina, Hani Mili Echad Le'kodasi B'rabim. Over there by the Chotzer Ktana and Chotzer Gdoyla, the Chotzer Gdoyla is not breached at all to Rishus Rabbim. There's no people that walk through from the outside from the Rabbim. So when it's not Poritz to the Rabbim at all, when it's not Dorus Kodasi be Rabbim, so then we say that the Chotzer Gdoyla is a lot of carry there. But when you have people walking in from the Rishus Rabbim, like the case that Rav said, where it's the Mavui is open to the Chotzer and the Chotzer is Poritz to the Rishus Rabbim, so ma'afilu Chotzer Nami, you might think that the Chotzer is also to carry in there. Because Lamaisa, people from the Rishus Rabbim come in there. So that you need the Chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiya ba'Abba Omar Rav, that the Chotzer Shenifritza to the Mavui and the Chotzer is also open to Rishus Rabbim, Kenegdoi is Mutter, and we don't say that the Rabbim come in and stare this Chotzer from carrying into the Chotzer. It's a Pesach. It's an opening to Rishus Rabbim. That doesn't bother. The fact that they walk in doesn't hinder the heter that this Chotzer has. It remains Rishus HaYochid.
Frag the Gemara v'honami tanino. This we also know. Later on Chov Beis, it's a Tesefta Mishnah in Tyrus that says, Chotzer sheram nichnosin lo bezu, v'yoytzin lo bezu. If you have a Chotzer that the Rabbim enter from one side and the Rabbim exit from the other side,
Rishus Rabim Letuma. When it comes to Hilchos Tumah V'Taira, we look at it like a Rishus Rabim, because the halacha, we learn that from Soita, that Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveiko is Tomei. Because the Soita, after all, was secluded. So it's a Sofek, told she drinks the Mayim HaMa'orim, so it's a Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid in a secluded place, is Sveiko Tomei. But if it's not in a secluded place, B'Shus Rabim, Sofek Tumah B'Shus Rabim is Sveiko Tor. So when it comes to Tumah, we look at this Chotz as a Rishus Rabim. Because at the end of the day, there are people walking through, so it's not a secluded place. As the din Rishus Rabim, so Rishus Rabim Latuma, but Rishus Yochid LeShabbos. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we look at it like Rishus Yochid. Even though Rabim trample and walk through, it still remains a chotzer. That's a din Rishus Yochid. So we notice then that if people walk through that, so what is what's the beginning of Abba Omer Rabbi Mechadish, that the chotzer that's open to the Movin, the chotzer open to Rishus Rabim, even though people walk in, the chotzer is muteris. We know that then perish in the Mishnah that it's a Rishus Yochid when it comes to Shabbos. So the Gemara, Ime Hosom. From there, I would say, Hava Mina Hanimili Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. That's Dafka. So the Gemara, Daf Chesamid Beis, when it's Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. This Mishnah in Tyrus is talking about specifically where the entrance of the Rishus Rabim into the Chotzer and the exit where they leave from this Chotzer on the other end are not facing each other directly. They're not parallel to one another. So Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. So Emela, it's not Mechuvin Mamish, so then it doesn't have the shter of the Rabbim that are entering, because the Maisa, it's not directly, you don't see the Rishus Rabbim from one side to another when you're standing in this Chotzer. You have to move over to the side. Avol Zok the Gemara, Daf Chesam Beis on the top. Zeh Keneged Zeh, when it's one facing one another, which is the Chiddus of Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba Merav, that it's facing the opening of the Rishus Rabim is exactly the facing the opening of the Mavui. So aim aloy. So you might think that it would not be considered that the Chotz is muteris. So on that you need the Chiddush of Rav, that even in such a case the Chotz is muter. Frag the Gemara ule Rabbe de Omar, zeh keneged zeh osur. Rabbe and Omar Aleph said that when you have a Mavui that's mefulish to a Rechove, and the Rechove is open to Rishus Rabim, so Rabbe said that it's only not considered mefulish to Rishus Rabim if it's zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. But Zeh Keneged Zeh, if it's facing one another, then it's also. And it was Machlokes Rishonim, if Rabbi came to explain Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda that said that it's not considered a foolish Rishus Rabim, if a Mavi is open to Rechov and Rechov to Rishus Rabim, is he coming to explain Rav Yehuda that Rav Yehuda is only talking about Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, or he's coming to argue in Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says even Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's not considered a foolish Rishus Rabim, and Rabbi holds that would be considered. But the main thing is, Rabbi himself holds that Zeh Keneged Zeh is called the foolish Rishus Rabim. So, Mela, if according to Rabbi, that Reb Yirmiyahu ben Abba Omer Rav is only talking about Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, so then what's the Chiddush? We just said the Chiddush is that the Mishnah in Tyrus, the fact that we know Chotzer, that people walk through, is not enough of a Chiddush, because you would think that's only Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. So you need the member of Rav, that by the case of Mavui, that Rabim go through, it's considered the Chotzer is Muteris and the Mavui is also, according to Reb Yirmiyahu ben Abba Omer Rav, that can be talked about a case of Zeh Keneged Zeh. According to Rabbi, that also has to be talking about Zeh Keneged Zeh. So there's no additional Chiddush in Rav's Memra that we do not know already from the Mishnah in Tyrus. So what's the Chiddush that we need now according to Rabbi, Alibi the Rabbi? Zog the Gemara, Ule Rabbi, the Omer Zeh Keneged Zeh is Osir. So how the Rabbi, my Mukilo, how do you Zeh sign Rav's Din by the Movish and Nifats to the Chotzer? And the chutz is open to Rishus Rabim. Obviously, he's talking about Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, because that's how Rabbi learned all along, that it can never be Zeh Keneged Zeh. So, according to Rabbi Tati Lomeli, why do you need to have side of Chiddush of Rav that the chutz is mutter, and side of Din that we know already in the Mishnah that says clearly that a chutz that Rabbi walked through that doesn't make the chutz also, it still retains the same chutz? And don't tell me the Chiddush is that Uemechadish and Rav, that even Zeh Keneged Zeh, which in the Mishnah Tyrus you would say is only talking about Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, because according to Rabbi, there's no such thing as Zeh Keneged Zeh, that the Chotzer is Mutter. The whole din of Rechove that's part of Rishus Rabim is only when it's Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, according to Rabbi. It can never be directly across the opening to Rishus Rabim. That'll be considered a foolish. So if you say, what's the Chiddush? Tati Lomeli. Zogdi Gemara, Ime Hosom, Hava Mina Hani Mili Lizroik. Meaning, that which we say, that the chotzer is considered a reshus hayochid, a lot of carrying the chotzer, that Mishnah in Tyrus, you would say that's a chumra dekadin. That if someone throws from a reshus rabim into that chotzer, it's a reshus hayochid, and yichayev from zarek from reshus rabim to reshus hayochid. Avalataltal, but to say a kula, that's what you need Rav for. To say a kula that the area is a reshus hayochid, and you're allowed to carry in there, aim aloy, maybe we never said to that extent that it's Rishus Yochid? Kamash Vilon, that's you need Rav's Chiddush member for, that the Chotzeh is Mutter, and we don't consider it an Issed Rabbonon Letaltel. No, it's Mutter even Letaltel. Not just it's a Rishus Yochid Linyan Lizroik, that you chayev when you zarek in there. It's Rishus Yochid, even Lekula, it ought to be Metaltel in there. And that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yirmeh Ba'aba Omar Rav.
That chotze muteres and mobi is also that the chotze is muta even the taltel even the kula we consider it rishus ayochid. Zok d'gmal vayte itmar mavu here also kenadel. If you have a mavu the shape of a nadel, zok Rashi nadel sheretz sheyesh l'raglaim harbe, like a sheretz it has numerous legs like a spider. So if you have a mavu coming from rishus rabim that's open and to the sides of it, to the right and to the left, there are numerous streets that come out, like an avenue that streets come into it. Now those streets to the right and to the left open into Rishus Rabim too. So you have a Rishus Rabim at the beginning of the Mavui, and then the end is closed, but Lamaisa, the sides all turn into Rishus Rabims through small Mavoyos. So how do you look, how you misakin this Mavui now, this Nadal? How you misakin this Mavui that's also can Nadal with the Rishus Rabim on one end and numerous Rishus Rabims coming out of the side streets on both sides? Omer Abaya. You make a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a Lechi and a Lechi and a Korah Gabeim, a regular Tzuras HaPesach at the main entrance that's facing the Rishus Rabim from the Mavi Godel, v'hanuch kulu, and all the openings of the side streets that go into the Rishus Rabim, mishtayu b'lechi v'koyger, you place a Lechi v'koyger in all the other ends. That means, just like you have a Mavi that's mefulish Rishus Rabim, the way to misaken it is either Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi v'koyger on the other side. Chananya said that you need to have losois, come to be shame both sides, come to be still one side, but according to Anikama, you have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and Lechi V'Koyga on the other side of Rishus Rabim. So we're also, Mova Yosu Kanadl, at the end of the day, the both openings to Rishus Rabim, the main one by the main Mova is Tzuras HaPesach, and all the side streets, you have to make Lechayim, Lechi or Koyra, going into Rishus Rabim. That means Abaya looked at his Mova that's Osu Kanadl, like a Mova Mefulush on both sides to Rishus Rabim. On one side, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, and the other side, you misaken with a Lechi or a Koira. Now, the truth is, you really can look at this Nadal like, as a Mavi Okum also. After all, you enter the Rishus Rabim in the main avenue, and then you turn the bend, you turn to the right, you turn to the left, you make the 45-degree turn, you go into the L-shaped street that's coming out from the sides, that's a Mavi Okum, and that turns into Rishus Rabim. Well, a Mavi Okum that turns to Rishus Rabim, you have a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Tarasa Kasasum, it's like it's closed off. So all you really need is a Lechi on one opening at the main entrance coming in, the main Mavui, and a Lechi on the other opening that's around the bend because it's Sasum, it's closed. It's like a Mavui that's Sasum. All you need is a Lechi by the entrances. And that's according to Shmuel that holds Tarasa Kasasum. So all you need is a Tikkun by the entrances. You don't need anything by the Akmimus. But according to Rav that holds Tarasa Kamefulish, you need a Tikkun by the Akmimus itself, by the bend. So that means you should place a Lechi by the entrances of Rishus Rabim, and the Tzuras HaPesach has to be by the Akmimus, like we said before, in order that it should be Nikkur for both sides of the Mavui, for the ones that are coming down from the north from the south to the north, and the ones that are going from the west to the east, or the east to the west, the side streets. So it should be Nikkur by both of them. You place the Tzuras HaPesach in the Akmimus. So Mamarashach, if this is Lakhapah, like a Mava Yokum, so Zokta Gemara, Omale Rove, it's schwer. Zokta Gemara, Omale Rove, come on, who's this like? If you hold this Mava Yokum, it's considered like Sosum Kishmuel, Dometeroska Sosum, so Lomale Tzuras HaPesach. Why do you make a Tzuras HaPesach B'chlau by the main entrance to Rishus Rabim? A Mava Sosum, all it needs is a Lechi by the openings, and it's Sosum, the other side, and a Lechi by the other openings. Why make a Tzuras HaPesach B'chlau? V'oid, in addition to schwer, how do you go b'chlal like Shmuel? V'ahu mavoi okum d'ahave ben Ha'adoi. There was a mavoi okum in Ha'adoi, and Ha'adoi was a city of Shmuel. V'choshe le'le d'ravin, v'choshe for Rav, that it's a roska mefulish. And they didn't get away with just making a l'chaim on the two entrances. You need a tikkun by the akmimus, because they're choshe for Rav. Zog to Gemara, elo magova, that l'oilem y'argiz on Abaya. And he says, v'taki consider this a mavoi okum alibe d'rav, that it's a roska mefulish. So oisa Tzuras HaPesach lekulu, that means you make a Tzuras HaPesach by all the small alleyways that hit the Mavi Godel, that means by the Akmimus. Oisa Tzuras HaPesach lekulu lahaygisa, you place the Tzuras HaPesach in all the openings that turn from the Mavi Okum, from the Mavi Godel, I mean, into the Mavi Skhtanim by the side streets, which is the Akmimus part. ve'idach kisa, and all the other openings. That means the ones that go to the Shus Rabim, aside from the main of Mabui, and aside from the side streets, over there, all you make is mishtaya be'lechi ve'koira. Over there, you make a lechi or a koira. And that Shitas Rav, that a Mavui Okum, you look upon, you look at it like a Mavui that's Mefulushus Rabim. Mefulushus Rabim, you need it to a Pesach and a Lechi. Where do you place the Tzuas Pesach? So that the ideal place is in the Akmimus. And the other two sides, you make a Lechi. Like this, it's seen by both Mavoyers, you see the Tzuas Pesach. So it's Taka Lechi on all openings to the Shus Rabim, and all the entrances from the streets into the main Mavui, that those bends, you make a Tzuas Pesach. The Torah says B'Shem Rebbein Utam that the side streets are not Zeh Keneged Zeh. Because if they're Zeh Keneged Zeh, then they would themselves would be considered Movi Mefulush. That would need a Tzuras HaPesach on one opening to the Shus Rabim and a Lech in the other side. And since we're not saying it needs a Tzuras HaPesach over there, the Tzuras HaPesach are in the Akmimus, so we see that it's not Zeh Keneged Zeh. Now, in addition, we're talking about that this Movi Godel is only open in Shus Rabim on one side. The other end is closed off. The question just is that it has Akmimusin that turn into side street that go into Rishus Rabim. But it's not that it's Kenegdoi, the other side of the Mavui is Rishus Rabim too. Zog the Gemara weiter, Om Rav Kana ba tachlifim mishmei Rav Kana ba min yumim mishmei Rav Kana ba melachia. Mishmei Rav Kana rabbei de Rav. Va amil Rav Kana ba melachia hainu Rav Kana rabbei de Rav. He said the following statement. Mavui shetzide yechad orich vitzide yechad kotzer. If you have a Mavui, the two walls coming out of the Mavui, the one on the right is longer than the one on the left. So it extends further out than the wall across it. That means the Mavui, the three walls of the Mavui, there's a dead end street. The dead end is across. And then you have two walls coming out of the dead end street. So one wall is longer than the other wall. So how you misakin this Mavui now with the Kaira? Where do you place the Kaira? Usually you place the Kaira, the cross beam, at the entrance of the Mavui, across the two walls. But if one wall extends further than the other, where do you place it? Zog di Gemara. If the difference between the wall that extends and the wall that is shorter is less than Dal Amos, meaning it's not more than 4 Amos away from the shorter wall, it doesn't extend 4 Amos or more, so then you can place the cross beam sideways on a slant as an alachsin from the end of the longer wall going over sideways to the end of the shorter wall. Then you can place it by alachsin. However, Arba Amos, if the difference between the two walls is Dalal Amos, so then Dalal Amos, we shouldn't explain, it has a Shem Movi Bifnei Atzmoy. A Shem Movi Bifnei Atzmoy cannot have this heter of the Kura anymore, and you can't place the Kura Balachsein. Arba Amos, Eina Menich Zakura Ela Kenegra Kotzer. Then you have to place the Kura Kenegra Kotzer. Then you place it at the end of the shorter wall, straight across to the longer wall, not slanty, not sideways. And then you, wherever the Kura ends, up until there, you can walk and carry either Tachza Kura or Techudi Apnimi, but you can't go further than the Kura, even though one of the walls extend further. That Koisel Oruch is not part of the Kura, it's past where they place the Kura if you Meniach Kenegra Kotzer. So this Yisoid of Dalet Amis, that it doesn't help anymore to place it by Lachzoin, is because the Dalet Amis is a Shir Mavui. Like we know, there's a machlokes we had earlier in the Masechta. If Dalet Tvachim is a Shir Mavui, Dalet Amis. But here we see that Dalet Amis is a Shir Mavui, then it doesn't help by Lachzon anymore. Mashenkin less than Dalet, then we look at it as an extension of the first Mavui. That's the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. Dr. Rabbeinu Chananel, Dalet Amis, Kilu Mavui B'fnei Atzmehu. Then we look at it as a Mavui B'fnei Atzmoy. V'tzoch Mechitzes Kenegdo, you need Mechitzes. Pochis mi Dalet Amis, then Choshev Kamei Pirtzas Mavui, you Mechitzes Shal Mavui, Poitres Oysoy. Then you have the Mechitzes of the original Mavui. If it's less than Dalet Amis, an extension of the Mavui, then you have those Mechitzes. But Yoyse mi Dalet, then it needs its own Mechitzes, it's a Mavui B'fnei Atzmoy. So this thing that you place the Kura connected to Alachsin, so on the shorter side, you can carry until where the Kura ends by the shorter side, and the longer side, you can carry connected the longer one. That's how Rashi explains. How can you be mishtamish by the longer side all the way till where the Kura is by Alachsin? The Mavi has three mechitzas. Three mechitzas makes it a Rishus HaYochid. You have the back wall and the two side walls. So when the two side walls are equal, they both end the same distance. So then you have three walls. But now that one of them ends further
than the other, it's further out, it's further than the kotzer. So ein chram, you place the kareb alachsoin, but there's no three mechitzas for that part. That part only has a mechitza of the kosel oruch. It doesn't have a kosel connectoi. Vim toima hechishol lishtamish negdo oruch, ha'ein kan elebeis mechitzas. You have the mechitza of the long one, and you have the back wall, but you don't have a kotzer going across this longer wall. So you only have two mechitzas. That means the kore itself is a mechitza. Kore creates a mechitza. So you have three mechitzas. You have the mechitza of the aruch, you have the back wall, the end of the mavui, and you have the kore which creates a mechitza balachsoin. So mele kenega the aruch, you have three mechitzas. Tosin, the second Torah wants to say that even if you don't say that kore mishum mechitza, but the fact that it's not baki by rabim, the fact that people can't just walk there because there's a kosel oruch that's in the way, that itself makes it that midrabbonon they were not goyzer that you have to have a third mechitza, and it's male it's bottled klapi the mavui, even if you don't have three mechitzas. So the first sheet of the Gemara is you place the kore ba lachsoin if it's pachs midalal ames, if it's yoyse midalal ames, then you place it dafke kenegd hakotzer. Rova omar no. It doesn't make a difference if it's Oruch Yoiser or Pachs Midalar Amas. Even if it's Pachs Midalar Amas, you don't place it by Lachsoin. Eino Meniachas Akoyre Elo Keneged Akotzer. You can only place it Keneged the Kotzer. And the Gemara explains, Zog the Gemara Ve'ematami Didi. I'll explain you why Rava says why it's only Keneged Akotzer, even if it's less than Dalar Amas. Ve'ematami Did Hu. And I'll explain you the reason of the Cholkim, those that argue. The reason why I say connected the kotzer only is koira time of my mishum hacker. What's all takon is koira at the front of the mavui is to have a hacker. There should be clear differentiation. They not only carry any further. You can't go into the shus rabbim. So balachson le have a hacker. The hacker is a koira that's straight. Meaning the koira connected the kotzer. So the b'nei shus rabbim see. Oh, they're carrying over here in the mavui because the mice, it's a mavui that has walls on both sides. Masha'enken, if you can have a kore ba'alachsoin, the b'nei rishus ram do not see mavui over here. They don't see you carrying in a mavui. They see you carrying in an area that only has one wall. That's what Rashi explains. Zog Rashi, uva'alachsoin la'ave ekeira, sha'aroye b'nei mavui nimshochen nimishtamshin b'rishus rabim chutz mikeneget koisel ha'kotzer. If the fact that they're mishtamish out of the area of the koisel ha'kotzer because they're going by the area of the koisel ha'oruch, they'll say you'll have to be mishtamish b'shus rabim too, because they don't see a mavui over here with mechitzah on both sides. It doesn't appear to be part of the mavui, so that's why keneged alachsoin, it's always going to be a problem that it looks like you're not carrying in a mavui. So Meili says you can never place the kareb alachsoin, even pachas midalad, and it always has to be keneged hakotzer. Zok the Rosh b'shem the Ravid, that this whole din that ba'alachson you cannot be meisim a koira because it's not nikkur that you're in a mavui, they're looking at b'nei Rishus Rabim, look at it like you're carrying in a Rishus Rabim. Zok the Rosh, that's only by a koira. But when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then even Rava grieved ba'alachson a Tzuras HaPesach helps. Because avada Tzuras HaPesach, you see a mechitza. If you see a mechitza, so then there's no problem. A koira ba'alachson, you don't see the hacker. Mashenka Tzuras HaPesach, avada that would work even ba'alachson. By Lechi, it's a question of the poiskim if it works to Lechayim ba'alachsen or not. By Tzuras HaPesach, over there you see that it's all continuation, it's a mechitza, that it's covering this whole area is considered within the Mavui. It's one Hemshech of the Mavui. By Tu Lechayim, it's questionable if that also helps ba'alachsen or not. But Kura, Rava holds, it doesn't help ba'alachsen, it always has to be connected to Kotze, even if it talks Midal Lamas. So that's what Rava said, Taimi Didi. Taimi Didi is that Kore Ba'alachsen is not a hacker and it always has to be connected to Kotzer. Ve'eim et Taimi Did Hu, and I'll tell you the reason of those that are Choylik. Kore Mishumai Mishum Mechitza. Kore is creates a Mechitza. Now if it creates a Mechitza, Uva'alachsen, Nami Ava Mechitza. If it creates a Mechitza, so it can create a Mechitza Ba'alachsen also. It's not a hacker, Dikadin. It's a Mechitza. So there's a Mechitza. Even Ba'alachsen, you have a Mechitza as long as it's not Dalar Amas. Meaning the Kura creates a din that pitikri yoid vesoysim. You have a mechitza that's created by the Kura that goes down as if it's mukav mechitzas. Now, why by yoysim idal amas don't you say Kura mishum mechitza anymore? Because once it's yoysim idal amas, so if you balt even mishum mechitza, you need a hacker. That's what we said all along, Taisa says earlier, that even mishum mechitza, you need a hacker in the mechitza. So yoysim idal amas, you don't see a hacker anymore to this mavui. You don't see that this is a mechitza to that mavui anymore by yoysim idal amas, because yoysim idal amas is shem mavui before the atzmoi, like Ben Chananel says. So yoysim idal amas, even mishum mechitza won't help because you don't have the hacker shaboy in the mechitza. So mele won't help by yoysim idal amas.
Zog du mal, Rav Kahane, hoil b'shmeitze de Kahane hi, since you listed the whole memra of a bunch of Kahanim, eim ba milsa. I'll also add on something. I'm a Kayan. Zog du mal, hoda amad minich ha-koyra ba-lachsoin. That which we said, that you minich the koyra ba-lachsoin, meaning that you place it ba-lachsoin, is loya moron elo she'en ba-lachsoin yoysim e'essa. That means, usually we know a movi can only be that it's not roichav esa. If it's roichav esa, then you mayit. So if this alachsa now is going to create that the width is going to be more than eser, because the alachsa from the roich to the kotzer is yoisem eser, this koira, so then it's not going to work by alachsa either, even if it's less than dalar ames, which would mean that the movi cannot be nine ames. 9 point something amis, because 9 point something amis, and then the oirich extends even less than dalad, 3.9, it would already make it that it's yoisim es amis, the fact that the opening of the movi balachsin. Aval yesh balachsin yoisim esa. If the movi itself was a wide movi, it was over 9 1/4, and now you have an extension of the koisel oirich, and now you're placing the koira balachsin, that's going to make it that it's yoisim esa. Aval yesh balachsin yoisim meesa. So then, divrei hakol eino meniach ela keneged hakotzer. Then everyone agrees. Even it's pachas midalad. Even the baplukta of Rava says that you have to place it keneged hakotzer, because then it's considered yoisim esa. And by yoisim esa, a kari doesn't help. It has to be a mayit. Frek the Gemara Yibailu a new question. Ma'ul ishtamish tachas hakoira, a regular mavui, that you have a kari then at the entrance of the mavui. Up until where could you carry in this mavui? Could you carry under the koira also, or do you have to stop before the beginning of the koira? Ma'alu shtamash tachas koira. Zok du gemara, Rav, Reb Chiya, Reb Yochanan, Omru mutal shtamash tachas koira, la'ad bim shtamash under the koira. And the koira extends, the head of the mavi extends all the way to the end of the koira. Zok du gemara, Shmuel, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Omru, also shtamash tachas koira. Zok du gemara, what's you say to machlekes? Lema b'hokam ifgi. The ma'as sovar, koira mishum hekar. Meaning, the whole word of the Kari is to be mavdil, to separate between the Movi and the Rishus Rabbim. So they won't come to Metalta and Rishus Rabbim. So, Vibalt, it's a hecker, they shouldn't come to Metalta and Rishus Rabbim. You have this hecker all the way under the Kari too. Up until the end of the Movi, even under the Kari. I'm under this hecker right now. I'm not going to go any further. There's a stop sign. Stop over here. So the Kari, Mishum Hecker, you can Mishtamish Tachas Kari. Umar Sovar, those that say that also the Shtamish Tachas Kari, they hold Kari Mishum Mechitza. And the Mechitza that's created by the Kari is where? By Chudei Apnimi Yoyed V'Soysim. The Pitikur that we're saying is the inner part of the Kari is Yoyed V'Soysim. So if you go under the Kari, you're past the Mechitza. So mainly you can only be Mishtamish up until the Kari, but not Tachas Kari, if Kari Mishum Mechitza. Zog Dimor Eloi, there's no Raya from here. Meaning, the Kuli Alma Kari Mishum Heker, Lo'olam the Kuli Alma it's Kari Mishum Heker. Now the question is, it can be mishtamish tachas a koira or not, is gufa tolui v'hocha b'hocha miflegi. The ma'a sovar, they nalabi mishtamish tachas a koira, is a kerem ilagav. The hekes for the people inside the mavui. So mele the hekes for the people inside the mavui, so mele it has to stop by the onset, by the beginning of the koira. That's where the separation starts, for the people inside the mavui. So mele you have to stop before you reach the koira. The koira is that reminder, the stop sign. You can't go past the stop sign. Mashenkein, the one that says that mutal mishtamish tachas a koira, umar sovar, the hacker is for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim. What do you mean for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim? For the Bnei Rishus Rabbim to know and realize we're in Rishus Rabbim, so we see people in the Movi carrying, oh, maybe a lot of carrying Rishus Rabbim just like they're carrying. So you have to have a hacker for them to realize that you cannot carry like they are, because you are different than them. They're Mukha Mechitzas, they're in the Movi. That's what the hacker is for. The hacker is Milagav, it's for the outside, for the people in Rishus Rabbim, to know that they're not allowed to carry like the people in the inside. So mele yemishtamish tachas hakoira, because it's taka for the people at the end of the koira for the Rishus Rabbim. I mean, is the yisoid of the hecker for the pnim, or is the yisoid of the hecker for the chutz to know that they're different from those that are inside? V'ibo yisem is oktamar another teretz, the kuli alma mishu mechitza. Lo'olam is koira mishu mechitza. And the taka goes down. And the yisoid of machlokes is, if you're allowed to be mishtamish tachas hakoira or not, v'hocha b'hocha miflegi. The ma'asov achudi apnimi yod v'soysim. It's the inner part of the koira, they say pitikra and the soysim. That's where the mechitza is. So maybe you can't go tachas a koira, it's past the mechitza. Umar sovar chudei achitza yod v'soysim. The machlokes goof is which part of the koira is yod v'soysim? Is it the inner part or the outer part? If it's the outer part, so you're allowed to be mishtamish tachas a koira.
So Mele, the Gemara is being matcha that la'olam, there's no raya if kari mishum heker or mishum mechitza, but la'olam, the fact that mishtamishtach is a kari is not a raya, mishum heker, mishum mechitza, in both stodim, we can understand. Either mishum mechitza, it's chudei ha'pnime or chudei ha'chitzoin, but it's not a raya that's mishum heker, and even if it's mishum heker, it still could be that the heker is full of gav and not full of var.
Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, Hakol Moedim Bebein L'chayim She'osur.
Meaning this whole machlokes that we have, if you're allowed to be mishtamesh tachas akeira, that's by a cross beam akeira. Mashengen alechi, that you have a beam that's vertically standing up at the end of the mavui, or even if you have two l'chayim, or even if you have one, but it means l'chayim l'shan rabim, in different mavois, that you're not allowed to carry next to the lechi, you have to stop before the lechi. And that's, everyone agrees, even the one that says that mut l'shtamesh tachas akeira, next to the lechi that's on the side, that you can't be mishtamesh, next to the pole that's on the side.
So Tois explains the reason. The time of mishum the lechi have afilu mashu by a koira. So when your koira has to be at least a tefach, a koira has to be able to be hold an ariach. It has to be strong enough. So since koira is a certain measurement, so there you can handle that you're allowed to be mishtamish tachas a koira or not because it's a certain measurement. Masha enkein a lechi, which is a mashu. If we're going to allow you to mishtamish next to the lechi, it's since there's no shear for the lechi, you might go out of that area and you'll end up in Rishus Rabim. When does a shear that you need for a koira? A koira has to be a tefach. So then you can be mishtamish tachas a koira because you know you can't get any further than this point because it's a certain measurement. Mashenken, there's no minimal by a lechi. A lechi doesn't have to be a certain width. So if we're going to allow you to mishtamish next to the lechi, then you'll end up out of that area. So maybe we don't allow it. So this is time mishum the lechi ava filo mashu. So there's no chash that you go past where we allow you. The Tais Ridden Daf Tes says a little different, and he says the difference is by a koira where you say a din of mechitza because of pitikra, it's a mechitza that comes about through pitikra yard v'soisim. So a meila, then you can say chudi achitza is yard v'soisim. Since it's a pitikra dekadin, koira is a mechitza that's geshafen, that's created through pitikra, so you can say chudi achitza yard v'soisim. So you mishtamash tachas a koira. Lechi, it's a shame mechitza. Lechi is not a pitikra dekadin. It's not pshat that we're creating a mechitza that goes down. Lechi is a mechitza. So mele, over there we don't say that chudi achitzoin. By pitikra, you can say chudi achitzoin. So you mishtamash tachas a koira. By lechi, it doesn't go through as pitikra. Lechi is not a pitikra dekadin. So mele, it's not a achitzoin dekadin that shafs a mechitza. It's a mechitza that's lav dafka by achitzoin. So mele, it can't be mishtamash next to the lechi because it's the pnimi, because it's not a chudi achitzoin. It's not a pitikra dekadin. Meaning the whole din of chudi achitzoin is when it's a yod v'soisim dekadin. Lechi is not a yod v'soisim dekadin. So mele, it's taka the right away. As soon as you hit the lechi, you can't go past that. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. Boy minei Romi bachomi mirav chizdol.